One man was arrested after a standoff with police in St. Cloud early Tuesday morning. St. Cloud Commander Jeff Oxton says officers first responded to a call about an assault at an upstairs apartment at the 200 block of 10th Avenue North. A 23-year-old woman claimed she was threatened by Brian Robert Watts with a knife, who is also 23. The woman escaped Watts' apartment and went to a friend's house where she called police at 12:15 a.m. When police arrived at Watts' apartment, they could see him through the second-floor window. After finding out that the lower level was vacant, officers set up a perimeter. Officers called Watts' phone multiple times but only reached him once, and he claimed he was not home at the time. Watts also claimed he was suicidal and possessed a gun. The St. Cloud SWAT team was called after learning of Watts' criminal history. Oxton says he is a convicted felon with history of violent arrests and convictions. The SWAT team could not get Watts to surrender, so they obtained a search warrant just after 8 a.m., more than 8 hours after the first assault call. Finally, at 8:45 a.m., SWAT officers released a gas into the apartment and found Watts hiding in the attic. He was arrested and taken to Stearns County Jail on charges of second-degree felony assault with a knife. Oxton wants the public to know that distraction devices and the released gas produced noise that could be heard in the neighborhood, but no gunshots were fired. Reporting for KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.